Okay.
Chabwili.
Can I have a drink for you? He said, no, I don't want a drink.
Ask me for a drink.
Because I'm rushing. Okay, thank you.
Zikomo.
Then he took that parcel. He says, God whispered to me that I should bring these clothes to you. I was very humbled. Someone I don't know. Someone I had never met in my life. When you cannot support your pastor, God will use other people to support that ministry. That's the way it works with God. God can use anything to support his ministry. When I had opened it, there were a lot mixed bag of everything. What am I trying to say here? When you do the word of God, God is there to manifest it. Because God would not want his word to be in vain. Don't think when you do something for God, you are losing. It's like you are investing. God only blesses a person who is able, when he is blessed, to share with others. Then God knows to say, whatever I give him, it will not only be for him. That son of mine is going to benefit. That daughter of mine is going to benefit. Then God keeps on blessing that person. That's the way God works. But when God gives you something and you say, this is belongs to me, then he steps aside. When someone is growing in spirit, we also have noticed certain things happening. The duty of spreading the message does not only rest in the pastor. It is there for every believing brother. If you cannot preach to someone or share the message to someone, share him your character.
Amen.
Some of the people have believed the message just by watching the character of someone. It is your duty to make sure that the people around you,
yes,
they know about this message. They know about what you have believed. The problem is, if you don't share the message to your neighbors, they will know who you are. They won't know. When there is a political rally somewhere, they will come to you and invite you. Because they don't know who you are. Let your light shine. Don't hide your light. Unless you tell me you do not have anything to share. Because you don't share, you don't share anything you don't have. No. Unless you have the message inside of you. And you know how good it is, then you are able to share with someone. Brother Branham was saying one time to say one of the indications that you have the Holy Ghost is that you tend to groan for the sins that surround you.
You tend to?
You feel unhappy. Wow. When you see people sinning, when you see people dressing the way they are dressing, when you see people speaking the way they are speaking, when you see people behaving the way they are behaving, you are always grieved in heart. That is an indication you have the Holy Spirit. But because the Holy Spirit, when it is grieved, it flies off. So is that grief in you that would tell you this neighbor is in a bad situation? I have to do something for him. And the only thing I can do is to share what I have to him. If all of you had the same motive or desire, you'd see God doing a lot. But many times, we spend our time. Let me say something on how we spend time. The time we have is not ours.
Amen.
The time we have belongs to God.
Amen.
And this time God framed it for a purpose. When you wake up in the morning, you go up to afternoon, it is not your will. It's the will of God. So this time we have should be distributed fairly. Make sure there is time for you when you have fellowship with God. Make sure you have time when you can be able to testify about God. Make sure you have time when you can do your own things. Do not spend the whole day doing your own things when the time you have does not belong to you. How are you using the time God has given you? God will make you answer before judgment. Because there is someone right now is in hospital, doesn't have time, maybe is in prison, doesn't have time that he can go out and preach the gospel. When God gives you time, God gave you eyes that you can see, that you can read, and yet there is someone doesn't have eyes, he cannot read. How do you spend that time? If you meet someone who doesn't have eyes, let me tell you, his desire is if I were like him. So we must use the time God has given us correctly. We should never be selfish for this time. We must put God first. If it takes you to go to work in the morning, make sure before you go to work in the morning, you should have fellowship with God. How dare you sleep 12 hours? The whole night. There is someone who cannot sleep, my brother. Maybe in their country there is a war going on. They only sleep for 2 hours. They wake up because they don't know what's going to happen. God gives you 12 hours sleeping on your mattress. Then you cannot even wake up and have fellowship with God. The prophet was saying the good time for you to wake up is around about after 1 o'clock.
I think 01 so. Amen.
That's a good time for you to have fellowship with God. As you keep on fellowshipping with God, you'd see when it comes around 3 or 4, that's the darkest period of the night. Why? Because light is about to come. Train yourself. Christianity is about training. Train yourself to wake up and have fellowship with God. Pray hard to God. Pray for your mother. Pray for your unbelieving sisters. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your ministry. If you train yourself like that, you will be a very good soldier. It's a pity to see that some Christians even don't know how to pray. You tell how him to say, "Can you pray, please?" You see how prayer starts and where it is going. You see no direction. Train yourself to pray to God. Believe you me, if you go into the spirit and start praying, you see things coming. They just come. You keep on praying. You keep on praying. When the brother was singing a song, "How Great You Are," I like that song very much. You didn't see me, I was crying there. When you think about how God, how great He is, you feel like doing something for Him. So the time God has given us is not ours. Let's talk about our salaries. The money that God gives us is not ours. When God gives you 3,000 kwacha, Zambian Kwacha. This money does not belong to you. No matter it's you who is working.
That's right.
Amen.
This money belongs to God. If you remove your tithe, it means, it doesn't mean the balance belongs to you. It belongs to God. When God said you pay your tithe, He didn't mean that you cannot use this money for His ministry. Because this money belongs to God, you must be very careful the way you use that money. If you misuse this money, God cannot bless you no matter you pay your tithe. You have to use that money very well because it belongs to God. From the same money, you can have another share where you think, God, where is the need? Because when you have this money, there is a call for some money somewhere else. So you take a portion, put it aside, that where there is a call, I will have to respond. Because this money does not belong to you. Even this balance, which remains, still is not yours. When you look at your family, make your budget, everything else, maybe it will require 1,200. And then you have another 1,200 remaining. You have to use it wisely. Because God will make you answerable. The way you use the money that God gives you. It does not mean when you pay your tithe, then you cannot buy a shed for your pastor. How many people here have bought something for their pastor? Can I see your hands? You got to think to say, what can I do for the ministry? What can I do for the man of God? The idea is not only to pay your tithes, but you need to do a little bit more. Whatsoever Brother Branham was putting on, most of it, it was coming from brothers and sisters. When you start growing in spirit, We see you doing these things we are talking about here. Where you and your wife can sit down and say, okay, we have harvested 20 bikes. We have paid our tithes. But then can we spare 3 for those families that are in need? Christianity is not, this is for me. Christianity is having passion for others.
Amen.
Dying for others. Wishing others good. When a man of God receives any parcel from a Christian, he's always happy and he'll keep on praying for it. That's Christianity. And that's growth. God always wants his church to be doing his word. You know, if it were possible for Moses to ask God to say, can we have a thought as to which route we have to choose? The Israelites would not have used the way they used. Because there was another route which was shorter. They could have decided, okay, guys, let's take this route. But what God did, he never gave them that opportunity. He said, wherever I go, you follow me. I will be the leader of this trip. So everyone was following Moses. Moses was following the pillar of fire, guiding them. There were no questions about it. That is why they took all that time. Because God had a reason for doing that. So when you start growing in the kingdom of God, you don't ask questions. When God tells you what to do, you quickly have that desire to do it. One time, Brother Branham was sharing a story of a certain brother. Not really a brother because he was not born again. This young man, he had committed a crime. And then he was taken to the magistrate court, and then he met a judge. When the judge heard his case, finally he dismissed it. And the boy was a free man. Off he went. After some time, he committed another crime. He was taken to the magistrate court because that judge had grown up. He had forgotten about this young boy. But the boy, upon entering the court, He realized, he recognized him.
Anabaziba, anamkumbuka.
Ah, this is the same judge.
Abandiwa jana niweruzira mlandu pacha, niweruzi.
When the hearing began, this young man jumped out of the courtyard and then rushed towards the judge. He knelt down at his feet and said, "Judge, do you remember one time there was a case that I had committed and you freed me? Please help me, judge." Then the judge said, "Young man, at that time I was a savior for you. That's why I had freed you. But today, I'm no longer a savior. I'm a judge. I will hold you responsible for the crime you have committed. And I will send you to prison." And he was sentenced to go to prison. There is time when God deals us as children. When he acts as our savior. In whatsoever we do, because the blood of Jesus is still there,
mwazi wa Yesu kalipo,
when we say, "Oh God, forgive us," the blood comes in.
Mwazi umabwera,
and our sins are forgiven.
Machimo yatu yamakurukiwa.
But what we must know,
chamene tufuniko ziba,
that there will be a time when the Savior will no longer be there, that you will have to face the judge yourself. And you answer before the judge. There is a proverb which says, "Make hay while the sun shines." When we still have time, when the blood of Jesus is still available, let us do something good for him. Because there will be a day when that time will no longer be there. Let me talk about marriage. Marriage is a good thing, instituted by God Himself. And besides eternal life, if there is something good that God can give you, is a good husband and a good wife. When God gives you a good wife, you must appreciate. I was preaching somewhere, I was talking about a brother called John
Sherry.
He was a good friend of Brother Branham. Brother Branham preached the message to him. And he believed the message. He was a humble brother. He had difficulties in speech. And didn't have children. He was very poor. But one thing special with him, he loved God. No matter how poor you might be, if you love God, you are a rich person. So this brother believed the message at the age of
16.
He was selling apples in the streets. And then he decided to marry. He asked Brother Branham, now it's time I want to get married. All went well, he got married. And he didn't have a good house to take his wife. He didn't have any nice house. So what they did? They went somewhere, there was a camp. And they rented a small room there.
One room.
One time Brother Branham went to visit them. Just want to cut the story short. One thing that he saw was the love between the husband and the wife. If you don't love your wife, no matter you pay your tithe, no matter you support your ministry, God will never be happy with you. Every woman you see is beautiful. I always like to say, when you see a vehicle moving, it means the owner has put in fuel. When you see a beautiful woman moving in the streets, it means the husband has invested a lot in her. To look the way you look at her. It is not true that a woman who is a believing woman should never look fair. Can you repeat? It is not true. Because many brothers, they say, no, you are a Christian. Well, moreover, this is not our home. You must be satisfied with what you have. Don't look like the world. As a way of running away from responsibility. There is no teaching in Christianity like that. The duty of the brother is to make sure that the wife looks fair.
Amen.
If a brother is failing to make her wife look fair, sisters, bring that brother to the pastor for questioning. Any woman wants to look fair. The reason why we have lost most brothers in the message, they fail to look after their wives well. Then when they move out in town, they see other people's wives. And they started marrying them. If you do the same thing, the man is doing on his wife, you are desiring her. On your wife, she will also look fair. When Brother Branham was marrying his wife, he made a promise to the father of his wife to say, I work hard and make sure that I look after this woman very well. And his father-in-law said, I know you, Brother Branham, you are a good man. You can marry my daughter. A sister, when he is in society, she must always feel comfort. She must feel I have a husband. She must feel God has given me a husband who can care for me. And when if she is with other women, she must not feel isolated. It's a pity you see a brother has got nice trousers and the sister doesn't have a nice dress. Do you know, when you look at sisters, you can understand the level of faith the church has. Because the woman represents a church. When I see the wife of Brother Nzima, it can tell me the kind of a husband he is. It's your duty as a husband to make sure that your wife looks well. To make sure that your children go to school. They have a dress to put on. God never gave you children for the sake of giving children. And you cannot say, well, God knows, he knows what he's going to do. We can have children. I know the Lord will provide. No, that's not the way we go. It's your duty to make sure that you look after them. We have problems in church where young boys tend to leave their wives because they have started looking after another girl. That is not right. Brothers and sisters, may I encourage you to look after your families well. Don't go out to preach when your family is in an empty stomach. You are preaching to people. Your children do not have anything to eat. That is not right. Before you go to preach, make sure that your children have something to eat. Preaching, saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, when a child at home is hungry. It doesn't work like that.
Amen.
These two things are inseparable. Because our husband, Jesus, fulfills his obligation as a husband. He gives you everything you need. And that should be your attitude. Got to be proud with the wife you have, God has given you. How many people are married here? Can I see your hands? All right. How many this morning were able to greet their wives?
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you stepped out of your house, you had to greet a lot of people. Failing to greet the one you sleep with next to you. That's not the way to go. You got to feel happy with the queen God has given you. How do you know? Maybe she had it, she has a stomachache. When love projects, a family becomes full of joy. Start doing things in your home. Where you can sit together as a family and do together as a family. I was talking to a certain brother. How much do you get as a salary? He says 120. I
can follow 120.
So, okay. Thank you very much.
Chabu.
The other time, I asked his wife, how much does your husband earn each month? She said, I don't know. Then I knew there is a problem. If a brother hides his salary to the extent that the wife doesn't know his salary, there is a problem. And Christianity doesn't work like that. Because if your wife doesn't know how much you earn, if you give her, well, for this month, this 700 is for budget for this month. When she starts spending that money, because she doesn't know your pocket, that money may end before month end. Because she feels maybe there is a lot remaining in the pocket. But when she knows your salary, how much you earn, she will be very careful the way she spends that money. Don't be people who hide the money in your house to the extent that you don't want your wife to know where the money is. No, that's not the way to go. She is there as someone who can assist you. Allow her to know everything about you. Do not reveal yourself to your mother so much, to the extent that your mother knows a little more than your wife knows about you. That's not the way to go. God fails to bless us many times because of the way we conduct ourselves in our homes. We need to impress on Him. Well, I'm the husband. I make the budget. You only have to implement. No, that's not the way to go. When my wife is happy, the way I know her is the way she loves. Yeah. There is a kind of laughing that I know that the way she is laughing, she's very happy. Because you need to know more about your wife. It's unfortunate that most of you have seated not with your wives.
Yeah.
There are people who don't like even to sit close to their wives. Everywhere I go, I don't like the sitting plan where a man decides to sit alone and his wife is sitting somewhere. Why? Your queen must be close to you. You listen the message together. When it hits your family, she should be able to say, come on, you see? In our home country, it also assists in managing children. Because sometimes a child moves from daddy to mom. As a kid, you go back to daddy. But when you are together, you control them right there. You must know your wife very well. Christ knows us very well. Do you know the size? What size does your wife put on?
Size 4.
Size 4.
Yes.
That's good. Because when he is in Rwanda, he has money. He has found a good, nice shoe. It will not take him to give her a call. To say, all right, darling, I found the shoe. What size do you put on? He'll quickly buy. Because he knows it will fit my wife. A good family before God is a good example. We have young children who are growing up in the message. When they look at our families, they should admire the way we live with our wives. They should never say, if marriage means this behavior, then I don't want to marry. This is the way we train children sometimes. Finally,
Motera,
I want to talk about something else. Before God, we will be answerable. The reason why God trains us, He wants us to be better Christians. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. When you hear the word of God, then faith grows. I was saying on Friday that Christianity is about practicing your faith. You should be able to do what you hear. When you hear something, ngatimwambira chinthu. You say, I would like to do it. Ndifuna nichite cha chinthu. When I was talking about the authority of a doctor, nalukambapo pa ulamuliro na mphamvu ya doctor, I did explain about one of my experiences I had gone through. Nakuzani pamene napita mwene zakaza kumbuyo. That one day I had arthritis. Nizina matenda ya arthritis. It was not possible even to hold a pen like this. Nalukangiwa nokugwira pen munga iyi. My body was shaking. Yanga inalunjenjemera. Throughout. Mosalekeza. Temperatures very high. Tupinalia kupya maningi. I could not walk. Kuenda kunalukanga. I failed to go to job for most 10 months. Nchito sinaende miezi 10 inakwani. I thought I was going to die. Ine nao noti mwina nzafa. I went in, all what I saw were best hospitals in Malawi. Ine naenda kumvipitala pamene ngambeti veze vipatala vapa mwamba ku Malawi. Finally, I was attended to by the best doctors we have in the country. Ine potera mpaka vaja madoktoro vapa mwamba itina nao mziko ndi vanabwe vaniona manje. Dr. Jack Wilima, a specialist in malaria. Dr. Friend, a neurologist from London. Dr. Friend, and Dr. Mishek from Egypt, who are specialized in bones. They all did a lot of tests on me. And do you know finally what they said? Mr. Nkoma, we are discharging you from the hospital because there is no doctor that can hear you. And when a doctor says like that, tears start rolling out of your eyes. Because the voice of a doctor becomes final. We will give you medication only to relieve your pain. Mangwala tiza kupasani, nikute imamvereko buino chabe kutoka kubawa. If you go home, when you have not made your will, go and do it. Because you are going to die in 3 months' time. The room was silent. You could hear even a small pen falling on the floor. And Dr. Friend said, Mr. Koma, never bother. We all are going there.
Our doctor and friends are not going to say,
but I could see tears in my eyes. When I looked at my wife, she was sad. I'll be losing my husband in 3 months' time. We discharged, off we went home. When I arrived at my house, I told my wife a portion that I did not explain on Friday. Bring all the medication that is in the home.
Here.
Bring the prescriptions that are here. And the drugs we have just been given, bring them here. Then I said, my wife, I know you love me, as I love you. Is there anything in your heart since I married you? Which you have been hiding from me that you need to confess before me. She said, yes, I have something. Then tell me. She told me. I said, all right. This is a simple thing. Why did you not tell me? Then I also confessed to her. In case maybe there are doings in the home which you have not been happy about. After doing that, I said, collect everything here. Throw them in the toilet. The desire for a doctor was gone. The desire to take medication was gone. I needed now to trust on someone else. Then when my wife came back, I said, shall we pray? We prayed out of desperation. Brothers and sisters, when you pray with desperation, God hears your prayer.
Amen.
God will make you to defeat anything. And then I said, okay, my wife, check me to the fellowship. I should be prayed for. I was taken to the hospital because I could not walk. Brethren prayed over me, anointed me with oil. I was taken home.
1987.
Up to date. I'm still living. I've had a desire to meet the three doctors. But unfortunately, the two went back because they came on contract. Our God is always good. We need to trust in Him.
Amen.
Let's never doubt about it. What am I trying to bring home? When you meet such cases in your home, before you call for your pastor or anyone to pray for you, make sure you do it the right way, you and your wife. Confess to one another before someone comes in to pray for you. Do not invite someone to pray for you when your wife has got issues against you. When your husband has issues against you, you see prayer not working. God bless you. Pastor, can you come?